I know that we are from a very hectic, stressful period, but what we used to say when we were teenagers, each job, each job. And we are here today. I'm happy that you have availed ourselves for this very important meeting and task. As we are all aware, the resolution that was passed by the National Assembly is just a recap, and we were then given a mandate that we must pass or finish the work by November this year. But because of the challenges, many challenges in terms of the pandemic, other responsibilities of our committees, we are not able to meet that date. I think the purpose of this meeting, Honorable Mandela and all members, is that we are to then request for an extension. I hope everybody is of that understanding. And in that, if I'm in order, Honorable Mandela, is that we then request the Secretariat to just take us through that report, whose main focus and content is that we are requesting an extension. I am not then going to prescribe how long the extension is to be, but I think both committees are aware of the mammoth task and other responsibilities in their committees. The duration of the extension will be determined by members. I hope I've represented all committees well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, the Honorable Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Employment and Labour, the Honorable Mamu Tundwa, for the quick brief. Honorable members, also let me take this opportunity to greet you all and also greet the entire staff of the Joint Committee that is with us in this joint session. I would first and foremost, honorable members, like to read through the interim report of the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, jointly with the Portfolio Committee on Employment and Labour, which is dated on today's date, being the 12th of November, 2021. Both the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development and the Portfolio Committee on Employment and Labour, having been tasked by the House resolution in the National Assembly on the 10th of November 2020 to conduct a comprehensive oversight work on the living and working condition of farm workers, farm dwellers, and farmers, and to report to the House in the National Assembly on or before the 30th of November 2021. Hereby reports as follows. The committee submits, honorable members, that this interim report to motivate its request for an extension, as the honorable Tundwa has alluded. And this is due to the delays which have been caused by the COVID-19 pandemic and its restrictions and other committee work constraints. We therefore, honorable members, seek to ask for an extension until the 30th of November 2022. This is what we are putting before you, honorable members. We will therefore request to move for a mover in adopting this interim report. I open it up to honorable members, if we may have a show of hands. Honorable Mahlo.
Good morning, honorable chair and everybody on the platform. I stand to move for the adoption of this report as a true reflection of this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, honorable Mahlo. Any second, honorable members, to request for an extension? Honorable Mkhonto Khosi, how are you, ma?
I'm fine, Chair. Good morning to yourself, my chairperson, Honorable Dunjo, and honorable members. Chair, I raise my hand to second the motion that we be given an extension to execute the task at hand. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Honorable Mkhonto. Honorable members, I also see the hand of the Honorable Chairperson, Mamu Tunjo. Mamu Tunjo?
No, Chair, that it was just a reset by mistake.
All right. No, thank you, Mamu Tunjo. Honorable members, let us thank you for adopting the report, which will then be sent to the House in request of the extension. And as we've outlined, that we would like an extension until November 2022. And we will then await for the approval of the House. We will therefore, honorable members, thank all the joint committee members that have been able to participate in this session and enable us to be able to adopt the interim report. I will then hand back to Mamu Tunjo to close the session. And therefore, we may proceed, honorable members, as the Committee of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development with our other engagements of the day. Mamu Tunjo, closing remarks?
No, thank you very much, Chair and honorable members. I also want to thank members for availing themselves. And we then have to really look into our programs and ensure that we do commit ourselves on this task that we're given by the House. With that, I want to thank the meeting, and I think we will then be excused as Employment and Labour. Thank you very much.
Thank you, the Honourable Mamu Tunjo, from the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Employment and Labour. Let us wish you well for the rest of the day's proceedings on your end, and wish you a good and restful weekend ahead. Take care and stay well. With that said, honourable members, let us proceed.